Robert McCloskey was just starting his career when he wrote and illustrated the award-winning book that would become his most famous, Make Way for Ducklings, the story of the Mallard family's search for a home in the wilds of Boston, has won the hearts of several generations of readers and even inspired a statue in Boston's public garden. This year, the book is celebrating its 75th anniversary. NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
On an unseasonably cold and windy spring day, Dan Belich and his son Jeffrey headed into Boston Public Garden to the Make Way for Ducklings statue. It's a group of small bronze ducklings happily waddling after their mother. Dan tried to remember the names of all those little ducks.
Quack and Ack and Mac and Jack and Ack. I don't know.
Dan used to read the book to Jeffrey when he was a toddler. They both loved the story of the duck family who found a home on an island in the middle of the public garden's pond. For them, visiting the statue is a sweet trip down memory lane.
We love coming by here to hang out with these guys and the ducks and just, you know, pay them a visit right now and then say hello.
And I like the way they put hats or scarves on them.
People often dress up the ducks, and on this day, shortly after Easter, they are wearing colorful bonnets. Kids love to climb on the mother duck and pat her head, when she's not wearing a hat, that is.
Mother's head is so shiny at this point, but she's just the right size to pat.
That's Sal McCloskey, daughter of Robert McCloskey. Her father, who she has always called Bob, attended art school in Boston during the 1930s. He and a roommate had recently moved into a studio apartment in New York's Greenwich Village when he began working on Make Way for Ducklings.
Bob went down to the Washington Square Market and bought a crate of ducks and brought them back to the apartment. These ducks became part of their lives, and Bob, in fact, used them for the illustrations for Make Way for Ducklings.
McCloskey's illustrations are both charming and funny. The story of the ducklings' perilous journey from the Charles River to the public garden through the streets of Boston has delighted readers since the book was first published in 1941. And to celebrate its 75th anniversary, a Boston bookstore that is actually named Make Way for Ducklings held a party of its own recently.
Does anybody know what a duckling sounds like?
Before listening to a reading of the book, kids got to make their own ducks with paper plates and feathers.
Are you ready?
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Excellent.
With their ducks in hand, the kids sat down in a circle for a reading of the book.
Mrs. Mallard had reached the corner bookshop and turned into Charles Street with Jack, Cack, Black, Mac, Knack, Whack, Pack, and Quack all marching in line behind her.
6-year-old Grace Miller says she loves the book for one simple reason.
I just like it because I love baby ducks.
Soren Layton told his mom, Ashley, that he likes Michael, the policeman who stops traffic to help the ducks cross the street.
Why does he need to block the traffic?
Because the ducks have to get through.
Overseeing the day's events was bookstore owner Adam Hirsch, who says Make Way for Ducklings is a quintessential Boston book with a universal appeal.
It's not just parents, but it's grandparents that have grown up and love the story, love the ducks. I think it gives people a warm feeling as they come and visit Boston.
Make Way for Ducklings was one of many classic children's books by Robert McCloskey, but it's the only one with a statue of its own. Lynn Neary, NPR News.